Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today and all this week and next week. We're looking at the prophecies in the book of Daniel. Today we find ourselves in chapter 7, where Daniel's going to see these visions of these different beasts that represent the world kingdoms that will arise. Just like we saw in Daniel chapter 2, the vision that Nebuchadnezzar had of the different metals on this huge image that he saw, this awesome image, represented different empires. Now it's going to come in the form of different beasts. And one man has wisely pointed out that it is interesting that through an unbeliever's perspective, these kingdoms were of gold and silver and things of value. But from God's perspective, as he gave the vision to the prophet, he saw them as wild animals and beasts. I believe that's more accurate as God's perspective, as he sees these kingdoms that he allows to rise up, or who are usually are in defiance to him and are usually against his principles and his plans, but he allows them to exist, and they do in his eyes appear as beasts rather than something of great value like gold and silver. Let's work our way through these prophecies of Daniel chapter 7. Verse 1 reads, "In the year of King Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my visions by night, and behold, the four wings of heaven were stirring up the great sea." So the great sea here is a reference to the Mediterranean Sea. That's because these empires were near that territory. That's where they had their origins and rose up near the Mediterranean Sea. "And four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other." And these four beasts are going to represent the four empires that we also saw in Daniel chapter 2. "The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off and was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it." And this prophetically turns out to be the Babylonian Empire, which, as you read the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar was humbled by God, where for a time period he went insane and lived outside the palace and acted like an animal, yet he was a man. So that's the reference here, that its wings were plucked off and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it, even though it was like a lion that had eagle's wings. Also interesting enough that a winged lion guarded the Babylonian palaces. So God is using imagery that would actually relate to these empires. And as we saw in Daniel chapter 2, the head of gold was the Babylonian Empire, which lasted from 626 BC to 536 BC. The next empire that's going to rise up is found in verse 5. It says, "And suddenly another beast, a second, like a bear. It was raised up on one side and had three ribs in its mouth, and they said thus to it, arise, devour much flesh." And so here the second empire is the Medo-Persian Empire, where two empires came together to form one nation. And that's probably the meaning of the reference where it says it was raised up on one side, or one side was taking the dominance. And to show you how accurate the prophecies of the book of Daniel are, even though the Medes and the Persians were not one empire at the time that Daniel wrote, he predicted very clearly and accurately the way this empire would rise up in chapter 8. In chapter 8, verse 3, reads this way, "Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there standing beside the river, a ram which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but the one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last." And actually we'll see in future study that this also is a prophecy about the Medo-Persian Empire. And it gives it such an accurate detail where it says there were two horns, and one became higher than the other, and that one that came higher than the other actually came up last. That's exactly what happened when the Medes and the Persians came together. At first, the Persian Empire was the stronger one, the dominant one, and the Median Empire was smaller and inferior, but through time, the Median Empire grew and became the dominant empire of these two as they formed a nation. And it is amazing that when Daniel received these prophecies, that the Medes and the Persians were smaller and insignificant empires at this time. A comparison to this would be as if I was to say that Canada was going to be a world empire, was going to dominate the world militarily and be an empire that would actually control the entire world. That would be quite a prophecy. That's similar to what Daniel is doing in his time, taking two empires that were small and had no chance of ruling the world at that point. Yet, prophetically, Daniel announces that the Medo-Persian Empire would come together. And then it also said it had three ribs in its mouth. And it is interesting that it took the Medes and the Persians three different military campaigns or battles to become victorious and be the world leader. So even down to the detail of these symbols, Daniel is predicting in the future what's going to take place. Verse 6 describes the next empire that is going to rise up. It says this, "And I looked, and there was another man like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it." And we see historically that this is the third empire, the Greek Empire, which was ruled by Alexander the Great. And it is the form of a leopard. That's probably the best description of the way Alexander the Great conquered through military victory. It was swift, it was rapid, and it was quick. He conquered the known world in 13 to 14 short years. And that is a short period of time in relationship to the way armies had to travel in that day. They didn't have the equipment that we have to use to travel from place to place. So that's a short time, a rapid rising up to power. And the Medes and the Persians, as we saw in Daniel chapter 2, reigned from 536 BC to 330 BC. And then the Greek Empire lasted from 330 BC to 65 BC. Another important point that Daniel brings out in verse 6 about the Greek Empire is the last phrase, which says, "The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it." And it's amazing how accurately the Bible predicts the future here. Because when Alexander the Great died, he didn't have a relative that could take over his kingdom. So what he did is he distributed the kingdom into four different territories to the four military generals that were ruling in his empire. Actually, Daniel chapter 8, verse 21 and 22 gives us more detail about that, where it reads this way, "And the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between its eyes is the first king. As for the broken horn and the four that stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall arise out of that nation, but not with its power." So in Daniel chapter 8, he gives us more detail as to this empire, that at some point four other kingdoms are going to rise out of Greece. That's exactly what happened. Alexander the Great had four military generals where the territory was divided up. And those four generals were Cassander, Ptolemy, Lysimachus, and Seleucus. And Greece was divided into those four sections. Amazing how accurate the scriptures are down to the very detail. Now we'll look at the fourth beast, which becomes the most important one in the book of Daniel. Verse 7 reads, "And I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet." This is the exact way that Rome conquered. It just wiped out all of its enemies. Whoever was in their path, they destroyed it. It was like a dreadful and terrible beast, trampling anything in its path. But then it goes on to add some more details. It says, "It was different from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. And I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words." This is where the interpretation of the book of Daniel becomes extremely important. Who or what are these 10 horns, and who's this little horn that rises up next? Fortunately, Daniel interprets the meaning of this fourth beast as well as these symbols that are used in verses 23 through 25 in chapter 7. These verses read this way, "Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom." So Daniel here specifically says that this fourth beast is a fourth empire, which prophetically and historically turns out to be Rome. But it is interesting that in verse 24, he gives a description of the 10 horns being 10 kings who are going to rise from this kingdom. So here prophetically it says that 10 kings are going to rise out of the Roman Empire. Now we need to understand that this has never happened historically. There has never been a point in the history of Rome where 10 kings came out of Rome and formed another empire, and then another king, as described that little horn, taking the authority over those 10 kings. That has never taken place in the history of Rome. So we have one or two possibilities. One, the Bible is wrong here, and it predicted something that is not accurate, which I utterly reject and completely reject. First of all, I give the Bible the benefit of the doubt because it's proven itself to be accurate over and over and over again. Plus, it's God's word, and he cannot make a mistake. Thus, this passage should be interpreted differently than only looking at Rome as the fourth empire and then ending the prophecy here. what we see is that 10 kings are going to come together that will come out of the Roman Empire. That's what the book of Daniel predicts. And I don't believe that it's relating to Rome itself as an empire, but the territory that Rome once occupied. Rome occupied a vast territory that surrounded the Mediterranean Sea. That's why we saw in Daniel 7 that these beasts rise out of the Mediterranean Sea. So prophetically, what we have is that 10 nations from that territory of the world are eventually going to form one nation, which we call that last world empire, which will be ruled by the Antichrist. And verse 24 and 25 goes on to say, "And another shall arise after them." So here we see that these 10 nations come together, and then another king rises after them. And he becomes a very important person prophetically within the scriptures. So he's going to rise after these 10 kings form an empire. "He shall be different from the first ones and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High." He'll blaspheme God. And then prophetically we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that he's actually going to go into the temple of God, claim to be God, and demand that the entire world worship him. That is blasphemy against the Most High. "He shall persecute the saints of the Most High." So during the tribulation period, primarily in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, he will persecute all followers of Jesus Christ, "and shall intend to change times and law." And that can be seen in a lot of different ways. Could be seen to refer to changing the calendar that would reflect him, such as we have national holidays. Maybe the holidays would celebrate him as the founder of this new nation. "Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a times, times, and a half a time." And that's a reference to the 3.5 years. So here we see that 10 kings are going to come out of the Roman Empire, and then another king's going to rise up after these 10 kings are in place, who will take authority over that empire. And typically we call that last horn, that little horn, the Antichrist, and this last empire, the one world government that will rule in the last days. And in that time period, that's when the Lord's going to come back and establish his kingdom. Because verse 26 and 27 of Daniel 7 read this way, "But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever." And that'll happen when the Lord comes back, as described in Revelation 19. "Then the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him." So that's when the Lord establishes his millennial reign of Christ on the earth, a 1,000-year reign, as described in Revelation chapter 20. And when these 10 kings give their authority over to one individual, that is when this passage will be fulfilled and when the Lord will come back in the second coming to establish his kingdom. In our next study, we'll have to look more at this last world empire and this last world ruler from the book of Daniel, as well as from other references in Scripture.